All right, we're in Siman Kufayin Tes. We've gone through the introductory part of the Siman, and now we go through a bunch of individual halachas. In Sivvav and Zayin, we read Sivkot and Vav last time. Just to see it again. Sivvav, I mean. Mishanashrei Akra, in the middle of learning the halachas of Kishuv. It says someone was bitten by a scorpion, muta lucha shalav afilu b'shabes. It's muta to say a magic, anything over it, even on Shabbos. Av mishena davar mayel klom, even though it doesn't help at all. Hayolum esukin hu itiruk doshetetai tiolav. Since superstitious people believe in it, so therefore we're matir to do it, even though it doesn't do anything. So I read to you last time the Gra here, who says that this is the Rambam Shita, that it doesn't work. And the Gra says, no, these things work, and the Makam Sakana, we're matir to do these things.
Shabbos,
no, it's a Dabar Dover, that's what it says.
Which
was
before?
Before?
Which
one
was
before? Right.
Which
what?
One?
Yud Gimel, Gra, Yud Gimel, you missed it. Well, it says davar davar. It says you're not allowed to talk. What? If it doesn't help, because the Torah forbids it, even though it doesn't help, Torah says you're not allowed to do magic, even though magic doesn't work. According to the right, that's the Rambam Shita, that these things don't work and they're just an imagination of a person. Still, you're not allowed to do it.
If it doesn't work,
Torah still has it.
If the Mechaber helps, like the Rambam, that it doesn't help, then the Afilu B'Shabbos is doesn't do anything.
Dabar Dabar, still, you're not supposed to speak about Narusha things on Shabbos. So even though it's a Narusha thing, you should let it drift out there, they were mad.
Exactly.
Yes, I mean, how the Kishuv works. I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with Avodah Zarah or not. Yeah, well, it's not Isra Avodah. It's not part of the Isra Avodah Zarah. It's not a way of serving the Avodah Zarah. Excuse me? Alright, they're different lachshim. I don't know. It's not Isra Avodah Zarah. Isra Avodah Zarah is only an Avodah to the Avodah Zarah. When Avodah, when an Arba Avodah is in the base of English, you do it to the Avodah Zarah. So it's not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. So Zion is the same thing. The same thing. They had this magic thing that caused the snakes and scorpions to go to a certain place or to gather. So if you're doing it to us, it shouldn't be mazik, it's mutter. Now the thing here is Taz Dalet. You're going to have a Chiddush. Taz Dalet. Tell me the Chiddush. What is the Chiddush in this Taz? Mutter lechaber shalo yaziku. There's nothing that's oimed in place of pikuach nefesh. Mashma mikkan. The pikuach nefesh toli ba'aveira. It's mashma here. If pikuach nefesh depends on an aveira, shekshoyis aveira yochli nartzel. By doing an aveira, you could be saved from pikuach from sakana. Mutter leilas is kemiatzme aveira ahi kamoi hacha. You're allowed to do an aveira to be saved, like here. Shaydei shayver alav dechayver chaver. Through being over on the Isser of Chayv Chaver, you're saving yourself and it's mutter. So, well, all right, let's say assume it does help. It's a machlokes rishonim, like I said. Let's assume the Taz also works. But okay, all right. So let's assume it works. So the Taz says that the chiddush is we've got the fashis. You're allowed to do an aveira. What's the problem with this Taz? What? But here, what are we talking about? The Issel Chavachover, which is a Malchistic Issel. The problem with the Taz is that's Pshita. If you hold Tzavai Dezara, maybe you're right, but if you hold that it's a Lav of Chavachover, which is a Lav which is Malchus, so it's Pshita. Now, I hope your copies have the Atzei Levayna on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, the Atzei Levayna here says Pshat in the Taz, and he says an extraordinary Chiddush. Ayin Taz of Kotin Dalit. Mashakasa Mashmakan, Dimpikuach the Fush is Tali Bavera, you're allowed to be either. Lucharakasha, my Kamashmalan. The vaday mutar lasis averim ne pikuach nefashis. Hodaycha av Shabbos hachamura umaloi loich yach mikan. Why? What's here? What are you proving from here? Everybody knows that it's daycha all the averims. Benirali the kavana satas daaf begimel averis the harik val yaver. Hainu dafke bimoi vekechavim mechavin lavira yaladas. It's only also if the guy is doing it in order. Lahavira yaladas means he's doing it in order to get him to violate the halacha. Aval lemayve kechavim ain't a right to lahachricha yal shom aveira. Rak uchas v'sholem goyze eze gezeira sheyesh beif koch nefashis. Just the guy made a certain gezeira. Vechad yatzalat siloim yas aveira plenis meyatzmai. And he can save himself by doing an aveira on his own. The guy didn't say do the aveira. But a person could do a hatzalah by saving himself by doing an aveira, k'mashem tzinu sha'asa Esther. Like Esther, nobody made gzeira, Esther has to be mezana. But they made gzeira against the Yidden, and by going to Achashverosh, you could save Klal Yisrael, afshoy seishas ish. U'bosa achkach mertzayna l'achashverosh b'shishal atzos nefashis Yisrael, zeshari, heze b'chal yorg val yavar, ki v'sheinov g'chavim achriach l'kach l'avar al'das klal. Extraordinary chiddush, he's saying is, that hanos ha'atzmashani is l'ashan gemari, he's saying that any time that the guy didn't deliberately say, I want you to violate the halacha, just by doing an aveira, a person could do a hatzala, it's mutter. It's not printed there, kufn zayin, on the page of the Gemara. Just like over here by a lab, kenochinami b'chol aveiras. He's making it a machlaik is the taz and the shach. So he's saying here, bichidish, that the gimel averis that are harg val yavar are only if the kavana of the person forcing him is lavir el adas, but to do a hatsala through such a thing is mutter. Now the Rambam says beferish not that way. The Rambam says that if someone's sick, he's not allowed to be merape himself from the fruit of a shera tree. If the refuah is the fruit of an avera, a shera tree, he's not allowed to do it. Even though there, no one's mechavin lavira el adas. Right? He just became ill, 1 minute. So still, he's not allowed to. It's pegun nefesh. Somebody is definitely ill, so he's not allowed. Right, so there, the Rishayim struggle with what exactly, if it was a knas or was it Ikra Din. It's hard to understand. L'safir mechari ageder is Ikra Din. What? The Gemara needs a hezber anyway, because Lavi Reil Adas. It's not L'safir mechari ageder is not Yarbach. So,
that's
it's the same, but it's the same thing. He's talking about doing the Aveira for Hatzala. The Atzil Vayin is saying Ladina, that the Taz is not here. What? Because Yichal Shabbos doesn't prove the Gimel Averis. I mean, why did the Taz learn it from here? I said, it's a little hard to see where Mashma Kan, the Taz says Mashma Kan, how it could be referring to the Gimel Averis Chamura, how's it Mashma Kan? The Taz's words, Mashma Kan, is very difficult. The way that Atzil Levine explains it, it's not Mashma Kan, it's just Mashma Li or something. You're right. The Gemara asks. The Gemara says two terutzim, either kaka ilum shani or hanos asme shani.
But
for Klai Yisrael, okay, I don't remember that claim. Talk about whether Klai Yisrael is different. If Tosa says it, I don't remember. What? Who he was? Yedati Levine is a mefarish in Yerodeya. I don't know anybody is. I don't look. I don't learn the Sharvlat usually. I just go straight into the. I don't know what I tell you. Whether here you should pascha like him, I don't say. He himself is always saying pshat in the Taz. He agrees the Shach argues, and like Shomanu, such a chiddush like this. It's very strange. It could be, but that's not what it says in Atzi Levina. It's not what it doesn't fit his language. It's true. But his lashon is in the second line, the second column, The language doesn't seem that chayve chaver is itself avayda zara. The language of that avayda doesn't lend itself to that. And as a matter of fact, you look two lines to the bottom. Ratzalayma raya gemura lehava da hachamari b'shara averus rak mashmud lechilik. See the bottom two lines of the second column. He himself acknowledges that it's not a strong raya. So that's the chiddush of the Asil of Ayin.
Rabbi, he must have been the 18th century.
He's going. Oh, well, it says he's going all through. Later, he says shichas damim. It's not really shayach. What are you going to say? You're allowed to kill somebody. The guy's not forcing you to kill. He ends mysteriously. Is a shabbish shichas damim. So he says words like mishkachas lo gam kein bekai gavna. Efshu the mishkach. Maybe you could come up with a case. I don't know what he means. So you're right. Alright, Sifches.
He must have been the 18th century. I mean.
The 18th century?
Because no, you had 16th, 17th, 18th.
Said, usually, I once said that the way to remember is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the 16th century. The first circle around them, the Shach, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, is the 17th century. And the next circle around them is the 18th century, the Gra and the and those who come with him. So, at least that way. Okay, let's go on to Sifches, because get back to our main topic. Haloichesh alamaka. Now here we get to a very hard topic, which I cannot answer you fully. The question really is, what's included in kishuf and what's not? Today there are a lot of alternate medicines which don't seem to work logically, and the alternative medicines that people go to, whether they work or not, is a separate question. Whether Avodah Zarah is a more important question. I know Rebelsky holds that at least one or two are rooted in Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure exactly which ones. But what we're learning here, the sugi, we're trying to figure out what makes something kishuf. Forgetting Avodah Zarah for a second. What makes it kishuf? And what makes it a refuah? How do you know? You go to somebody who does some nutty thing and you feel better. So what do you do if you stick needles in a person? All right, so maybe the Chinese can explain it, but they have today people who give a kvetch and they send you home and they say you're going to feel better. So the adanisht, you know, most people feel better anyway after a week or two of not feeling well. So it's hard to know what is and what's not. So here in Sifches, it says the problem. Haloiche shalamaka, oyala chayla. Somebody who says alachash, magic words on a chayla or a maka, for right cake, and then he spits. Following that, he reads a pasuk from the Torah. So this person, so this is a procedure which is meant to be mavaza the pasuk. You spit, you say a pasuk. Let's say he does it without spitting. Isura miyaika. The Gemara says that there's no malchus, there's an iser. But in case of sakana, again, it's mutter, either because it helps or because the person thinks it helps. Now here we're going to have a digression to the shaila of psukim or God's name in English or in other languages, what the significance of it is. So that's going to be in the Shach Yud Aleph. We'll get to it in a minute.
What kind of pasuk is something?
Something like that. Good.
So why is that b'zayin? It's a b'zayin for what?
If you spit with the pasuk, that's a b'zayin. If you don't spit, then it's just an iser of kishuf.
You spit after saying the pasuk?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. That's the intention. Umiyu b'raykeh tov lizar b'chalinyim b'fradim maskar Hashem she'en l'chel kolam haba. And by spitting, you should be makbid even in other languages. I said, Ramah talks about other languages. Let's put that aside just for a minute. We'll get back to it. Question here is, why? So here we have a geder, that somebody who says words on a makkah, even without spitting, and with that way he's going to make it get better by saying a chant or a magic thing, that's included in the iser. Pischei Tshuveh adds another thing. Listen to this one. Halacha shel makkah b'tshuvis avia dani zikni panim me'iris. You had a tinnik that can't fall asleep at night. You ever had one of those? Vamra Anashim. So the ladies say, Yesh Rafua. Here's the way you do it. Lach Toich Titar Yodav Araglav. Clip his nails. Uktsasai Raisav. Take his nails and love his hair. Velitein Toich Beya. And you put it into an egg. Ulaniach Bi'ilan Arava. And you put it into an Arava tree. So this is a trick. Do Osalasis came. You're not allowed to do this. Rayosim Rashi Kulan Dafayin Zayin. The Chol She'ina Lachayla Mamish Osir. So he's saying, well, geder for things that are considered to be kishuv, that anything that's not done to the body of the chayla, uminei chol dvarim shayser rochik mei chayla, the osir. So we have at least a partial geder. And the geder is something that's not done to the body of the chayla to make him feel better. It's done elsewhere. You take his hair, his fingernails, you do something somewhere else. So that is a geder of something that's included in magic. So we have here at least one partial Hagdara. We're going to go. The rest of the sim basically is a number of such things. So it's a partial gather. It's not a gather for things they do with the Chayil himself.
Well, this is partial.
What?
You can't see the secretion. Say
we're going to have this and talk about it soon. About the creation. Yeah. What? So tefillah is mutter. We know tefillah is mutter. So if he has to do a tefillah, it's a mitzvah.
What about based on how and the source of a chayla?
That kind of thing. Or give you tefillah. They make challah parties. You're allowed to do mitzvahs in the source of a chayla. So to do a mitzvah, you can do a mitzvah. Lishmas or l'schus. Mitzvahs we know you could do. The party just is that it's a lot of mitzvahs, so a lot of fun, so people are more enthused to come. But if it's the birds with the jaundice, I'm very confused about it. I remember years ago, Rebelsky making fun of it. I remember Rebelsky saying that the reason the birds die is because they hold the wings, and if you hold the bird's wings long enough, it suffocates because it doesn't have a diaphragm. It has to wrap its wings to get its lungs to work efficiently. No, Gemara doesn't. So I'm not, there are people who swear by it, and there are people who make fun of it. Most things that some people swear by, some people make fun of, these type of things are usually not. I don't know the bird thing with hepatitis, yeah. The what? Yeah. What a dolly is with the pins. So that will be included in this. As far as what? How do you fish up an iron hara? I don't know. Yes. I don't know. My Rebbe didn't hold to these things. You got to see the shir day. Some of them say have it, has a makar, doesn't have a makar. It's, you know, it's which I tell you. What lead and what water? Really? So why don't you just do it every day for Klal Yisrael? What do you have to why isn't it every day? How much do one molten lead into one thing for Klal Yisrael? How much does it cost? Yeah, what did he tell you?
He said, it's not
Kishuv. Oh, okay. All right. Look, most... Makubals are full of baloney. A real makubal doesn't tell people he's a makubal. Any makubal that advertises is a fake, is a fraud. That's
a real makubal will get free advertising.
The mukubalim today are phonies. One, everyone. Some of them are good people who are stuck for parnasa. They're all phonies. A real mukubal is someone who doesn't tell you he's a mukubal. It's hard to get to. The general rule is someone's known as a tzaddik. You go to him, you know, the stipler goes to the tzaddik. You went to him, so you have stories that come out. So, no, it's a stipler. But if his whole thing is his magic tricks, it's really not. And I've had interaction with things that damage that they did, and I can, you know, they just...
So is it kishuv or is it just narshak?
What's the difference? What do you mean, if it's an Isser or just Layazik? I'm not an expert in Kishuv. I can't tell you. I don't know. There's such a thing, whether these people have power of Tumah, or whether they're just, you know, there are some people who just promise everybody, and the 10% who get helped anyway are swearing by him. It's a method. Okay, so at any rate, let's get back to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah. So the Ramah said that in English, a pasuk is more kal than in Lashon Kodesh. So here in Shach Yud Aleph, we have a klolius to kamachloikis the Bach and the Shach about God's name in English. You know, you read something in the newspapers, they print G-D in the Mishnah. So is that necessary or not? Or we say the word God. Are we allowed to say the word God? So let's see what it says. Machloik is the Bach and the Shach. Shach Yud Aleph. Kosva Bach. First opinion of Bach. Teima de Beperakira Gabi Merchutsu Besakise Omer Abaya. The Dvarim Shal Kodesh. Avsh Loim Rambalashin Choyal Osir. That to say Psukim, even in English, in a Besa Merchutsu Besakise is Osir. So there's no difference English or, I mean other languages or Hebrew. The Tachnira Gabi Lachash Nami. Masha Osir Balashin Kodesh. Osir Nami Balashin Choyal. So the Ramah brings this Rashi b'shem Rabbi, and the Bach argues. The Bach says there's no difference. English and Hebrew psukim are the same, and Shemus Hashem are the same. That's the Bach's opinion. The Shach says Tema ich olal daited l'tchis divrei Rashi v'Rabbi b'dvarim sheinu inyan l'kan klal. What's he bringing in that Gemara and Perakira? It's not shayet to hear dvarim shal kaidu sheinu inyan kedusha. Of course. A Dvar Torah, you know, I'll say the Beis HaKisei in any language. That's not what we're talking about. Aval Hashem, but God's name. B'loshen HaKadosh Hashem. B'loshen HaKadosh, that's God's name. Aval B'loshen Chayil, ain't no shame klal. In English, that's not God's name at all. Hagaba Atzmecha, Homotolom Chay Shem Shenichte B'loshen Chayil. And he doesn't prove it. He just said, "Avada, you'll either erase God's name that's written in English, in other language, can got belosh in Ashkenaz, or bug belosh in Poland, Borussia, Kiyaita Bezer. Mashavio, a paiskim after Rashi, Kaigad no mitzin lutuva. Not every Rashi is brought in the paiskim. Hilkachani yam de vade lechatchili yesh nizar b'chama de efshur, kamashkosa gama rav. Havalechad olay efshur, meaning sakona lay efshur. That means the Bach and Shach arguing. The Bach says that just like a Dvar Torah in English is Limud HaTorah, the same thing. God's name in English is God's name. The Shach says, what are you talking about? A name is a name. If someone's name is Moshe, so in English they call him Moshe Dayan, they call him Moshe. If they take a name like Yerichai, and in English they call it Jericho, Jericho is not Yerichai. Different name. So there's an Isser, Medivrei Kabbalah, to name any city Yerichai. When they made a Cherem, to name any city Yerichai. But the Jericho, Long Island, you're allowed to call, was it Long Island? You're allowed to call Jericho. Jericho's not Yerichai. Yerichai is one thing, Jericho is something else. The witnesses, they use the name, Shem Avay Dezara, we don't say, but it's not God's name. There's no Jud sound in Lashon Kodesh. So therefore, so we have here Machlek Yishach and Bach. The question is how to pass it. Yes. That what? He's saying that in English it's not, and therefore the Ramah said miu beroikek tovli zayir. The Ramah said even though it's a different language tovli zayir. I know he's explaining the right. Therefore, you should do like the Ramah says that miu beroikek tovli zayir b'chol inyan. But
writing it, erasing it.
No, he's going back on the Ramah. The end of the Shach is going back on the Ramah. The Shach holds that erasing it is not a problem. It's not God's name, period. G-O-D is not God's name. It's a reference. It's an English reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So we should spell G-O-D or G-O-D?
Yeah, you correct G-O-D.
Bizarre is referring to the Ramah means only writing a
right. Now, how do we paskin? So I have a few more. What? So I'll read the Mishnah Berurah's Psak. Mishnah Zuburis Prak is Taka and Hilch in Simon Pe Zion. Hilchos Kriya Shema. But the end of the Shema is Hilchos Pesach Kisei, etc. I always remember, I go to the end of the Kriya Shema and turn back 2 pages. I'm sorry, it's Pei. Pei Hei. I hope. Here it is. Pei Hei, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. He says. It says in Shulchan Aruch that God's name, Hashem Hashem and Mechakim, Asal Askiram in a Beis HaKisei, and a Mavois Hamatun Nafais, Kinuyim Kayim Rachim Neman Kiyat Behen Mutter. So there's that a Gedara. On that the Mishnah Berurah says, Miu Balaz Lekuli Al Mashari, Hil Vezein Noi Miyuchid Dafka LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says a different reason. Says the word God is used for different gods. Mashen kein divrei Torah. Mashen kein divrei Torah. Because kei sheina sheina num chakim asalaim rasham. Afilu b'loshen laz. Kagoyim got b'loshen askenaz. I buga b'loshen pailim v'rusio kai gavna. Av sheshem ze ein lai kedusha ba'isi ais ksiv asai. Umuta l'maich gai. Mishnah Berurah says, even though when you write God, you're allowed to erase it. It has no kedusha. Even since the Kashbar was called that way, he's saying the following. He's saying that the God's name, G-O-D, you're allowed to erase. There's no problem. In a Beis HaKisei, the word God, when someone says the word God, it could refer to any God. So the word God is not inherently the Shem Hashem. But just like we find that the word Shalom, which can mean many things, when it's used as a reference to Misha Shalom Shalai to everybody the Shalom, in Allah say in the base of Kisi Alts Bezoyin, so therefore the same thing here, Alts Bezoyin, you're not allowed to say it in the base of Kisi. So the Mishnah Berurah, as far as God tells us, the base of Kisi is Mechalik. He's saying, B'ksivasai, it's nothing. B'amirasai, be'etzem, it's nothing. Nevertheless, when you're referring to God, it's a bizarre to use it and to use this name in the Beis HaKisei. That's his achra. It's sort of a little in between the two. He's really passing to shach. That's not a shem Hashem. But Lagabi Beis HaKisei, where the Bach brought his raya from, he said Lagabi Beis HaKisei, there's a different cheshbon that if you're using it to refer to God, it's still awesome. Right. We're talking here, there are two parts. We said, even if you don't spit, it's asal tzkishuf anyway, asur miyayika. Right? The Gemara says that it's asur, but there's no malchus for it. But there is. Okay. The minig is probably kosher bach. It's a chumra kosher bach. The Shabbat doesn't pass in that way.
When
no doubt side of it.
We write it in English, we refer to it as well, but you write normally a big G. And if you write it at the other
Well, in English,
little,
any proper
noun. You write a little G. So we are making the same thing. In Yiddish, when you write God, a gimel is a gimel. You're not writing a big G.
I hear.
The
Navi Shir, we made one of the tapes, had God's name, says, I've told him, write G-O-D, what's the big deal? So, Mishnah Berurah passed it that way, what's wrong? So, I don't know. Some people asked about it. You never?
If we typed out,
you never know, it's from Rabbi Villa, from the typer who...
No, he
spoke it out?
No, G-D.
He wouldn't say God in English? Because really, you'll ask Hashem's name, even Lashon Kodesh, how you feel, Baruch Hashem. You don't have to say Hashem, you could really say Hashem's name, which the Sfaradim have a minig arayim, that they speak out, they say God's name. We have a minig, also extra zahirus, not to say God's name. There's nothing, no, it's not Levatollah. So I guess it was an extra zahirus that Rabbi Miller had. What? Shalom, say Shalom. To say Shalom, to greet people. Hashem, say Hashem Yimachem. So what's the lashon? Okay.
So if we're in the restroom and someone sneezes, we should avoid saying God bless you. We can say Gesundheit or
that's right.
Or Labriu, which one?
That's right.
Should
that's
you
right.
Put you should get out of the bathroom anyway.
You shouldn't speak at all.
Yeah. Okay, the all right, so this is, as I said, a side issue. The Chuvan Rabbi Kiva Eger about Riach Rachmana Moradai Pita, somebody who has a Safik Brachis. So you know Safik Brachis L'Chumra, unless it's Safik Deraisa. Safik Brachis, if someone's not sure if he said a Bracha, so he has to say, he's not going to say the Bracha. He called it L'Hakul. Okay, I'm sorry. Safik Brachis L'Hakul. You don't say the Bracha, unless it's a Safik, if you're benched by Kedai Sviya, it's different. But otherwise, by a Safik Brachis, you don't say a Bracha. So there are a number of Achrayim who give an Eitzah to say B'riach Rachmana Moridai Pita. To say Lashem B'riach Rachmana, say it in English, in Aramaic. Blessed is God, so it's not a Shaila of Bracha Levatala. And the Shaila is if that's good. So there's a Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Tshuva Chafei, and he is titled in this Machlaik, is the Bach and the Shach. If God in other languages is God's name or not. And if it's a God's name, then you're saying a bracha would still be us.
Are you saying God's name? Are you saying, is that Rachum? What
Rachmana about? Refers to God. Rachmana, it's a Gemara. So, okay, let's try to go through the remaining sifim, which talk about different types of lachashim, things that are mutter, things that are aser. Test. Tinuk shenifka, ein karel of pasif, ein minichan alav sefer Torah. A child, the Shach Yud Bey says, Lav Dafka, child. It's anybody shenifka. Now, I'm not sure what type of pega it is, but Tinuk shenifka, ein karel of pasif. It's some damage. So the child has something wrong with him. So it says, you're not allowed to read a pasuk on him or put a sefer Torah on him in order to be merapeh him. Pesachei Tshuva says, Dafka Baleka Sakodas Nafasha Sid Ber Heita brings it. So that's what he says. Now, next sif says, Habari Mutal Kris Psukim Lahagan Al Mayam Azikin. Somebody who's healthy and he wants to say Psukim Fahagana, so that's mutter. So what's the difference exactly between Sif Tes and Sif Yud? Why in one case it says it's mutter, in one case it says it's asr. The let's see Taz Ches. Okay, we're gonna have a third place in Sif Yud Beis about writing psukim in a kameya that it's also asr to write a pasuk to be misrapa. Okay, let's see what it says. Tinik shenifka das sarach lerefuah. Divrei Torah le'nitin l'refuas ha'gof el l'refuas ha'nefesh. Torah is not given for refuas ha'gof, only for refuas ha'nefesh. Mashen came b'bari. Shein tzarech el lahagin shalo yichle b'zeh mutar lahagin b'divrei Torah. You're allowed to be megan in divrei Torah. Metam zeh koyer kriyash v'amitasai lahagin al v'layla. He says that's why you're allowed to read kriyashma as a protection. Davar pashit shem yesh ha'konis tefashis b'tik shenif gabot ha'filis rapis b'divrei Torah k'mesh m'siv ches. So he's saying here a chilek, interesting chilek, that divrei Torah, you're allowed to use divrei Torah for refuas hanefesh, not refuas haguf. But lahagein, it's mutter lahagein b'divrei Torah. Now there's no explanation here of the. It's a rule. It's a geder hadvarim, but there's no rule here as to why it's one way and not the other way. I would understand. I'm not sure if it's correct. That since divrei Torah are not given for refuah, somebody who used divrei Torah for refuah is entering into the realm of kishuf of using divrei Torah for other things. The Torah wasn't given for that. Mashenka, we find the idea of saying divrei Torah lahagein. So therefore, it's mutter. That's the way I would understand what the Taz says. Yud Aleph. Here's a magic trick. You measure someone's belt. I guess if they gain weight, if they yamtif or something, I don't know. And then you say alachash on it. Mutter. You're allowed to do it. So this, it seems, what's pshat here in the Shulchan Aruch? Why is it mutter? It seems that he's saying that this is something real. It's not, it's somehow, this is a real thing. Is it on the guf of the chayla? I don't think so. But that's what it says. Now he's saying, on Shabbos, it's not us. Shabbos medida is normally us. You're not allowed to measure. Medida shel mitzvah is mutter. It's interesting, Ramesh has a tshuva Rabbi Yossi Shteiv. I know two tshuvas about taking a temperature on Shabbos with a mercury thermometer. It's measuring whether it's included in Issa Medida. They bring from here that on Shabbos, Medida shel mitzvah is mutter, and Medida to measure how to take care of a chayla is also included. It's interesting, Rabbi Yossi Eibshitz, Rabbi Yossi Shteiv declares, if you're allowed to use the thermometer, because maybe, he says, maybe you're cooking the mercury, even though it doesn't become Yatzir Ledes by. But the Gemara says that something that cooks easily, you're not allowed to even pour water from a klisheni on it if you see it cooks. So he's done if you're over on cooking the mercury. And he declares, we know Bishul Be'esh is awesome. Bishul Bechama is mutter. What about Bishul with the inner heat of a human being? Is that Bishul? So he brings a shla. Listen to the shla. He brings a shla. The shla says, "Leisavi reish b'chomesh v'secha miyam haShabbos." The shla says it's issa to get angry on Shabbos. Leisavi reish b'chomesh v'secha. It's issa to get angry on Shabbos. Where's the eish? So a person gets angry, he raises. Does his temperature go up when he gets angry?
Yeah. Blood pressure.
All right. Anyway, so he says, you see that eish is considered to be cooking, kasim a person. But anyway, he's matir at the end. He doesn't even pass an halachas from these type of eretlof. And they're matir. But anyway, they're matir because they consider it medina shel mitzvah, and they like, have to be a baki and everything. So they bring this halach.
Did you question medina or refuah b'shamah?
Medida. It's not refuah because it's not a dover she'ef she'lasa is al yedei samamonim. So there was no iser, but...
Really, okay. Why is the lil chash? The measuring is one thing. Why is the lil chash mutter?
Apparently, that's what I'm saying. It must be that it's a makubal dika thing, that it's real. That's not kishah.
Before we spoke about the lachash, we said that was by an akron, which was kuf nefash. And we said, why can you do it?
Well, that's the chaber chaber. That's osur, or that's...
The shah said the osur lahab is specifically. That's what I would have said.
I can't answer you. Know, there's certain things that we have a Kabbalah are real, and certain things are not. Yud Beis Mutal Esrapes BeKemeya Afiliyesh Beim Shemais. You're allowed to use Kemeyas. V'chei Mutal Lisa Kemeyim Sheshem Suki. V'Dafkul Lahagim Shalay Yechle. Listen to this. Avaloyle Esrapes Ben. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to use a Kemeya LeHisrapes, which is not what the Hamayim. Affiliation with Shemim, at least the Kameim Shem Pesukim, Vidafka Lahogin Shalay Yechla. It started with Mutalis Rapis. I hear. Abalayas Rapis and Mishay Shay Makoy Chayli. I looked at Pesukim, but Kameim Asa. It's very interesting. The Lashon that starts is Mutalis Rapis. And then the Lashon is only Shalay Yechla, Rapis, Mishay Shay Makoy. Could be in Hebrew, Lis Rapis is used for both. And later we use a shalay echla, but later the strap is mishay shalay makay chayli. But then when he says dafka, he's still talking about psukim. So I don't know. The strap, no, but here this is avalay the strap is mishay shalay makay chayli. So maybe there's the lisrapis which is a hagan, and there's a srapis mishay shalay makay chayli. Sure. What is a kameya? It's an amulet. They don't have psukim. They don't today. They don't make a psukim. Is what looks like gibberish. They're probably kabbalistic. It's printed in. There's a biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It says that he made kameyas once in his life. He was a magefa. He gave out kameyas to be protected from the magefa. Later, they opened the kameyas. It had a toisus and a sechta sukkah, on which Rabbi Kiva Eger has a big chiddush. And I guess that was his agana, his the retirement. He put in some words from a Tosfos, and that was his kameya, Rabbi Kivega's kameya. So tell him. So you know, I don't know. Yes. That's what they're all asking. So I'm saying maybe it's avaloylus rapis mishishimaka chayli. The word lisrapis could be used for both, and refuah, where? Kani Hashem Reifecha. But they ask, and maybe I'll before, I mean, the all the Darshanim ask, but you're in Pashup Shat. Okay. Right. No, it means even Lahagain, which is Mutter. Lichtai Psukim means even Lahagain is Asa. Lahagain, which is Mutter, Avalichtai Psukim Kamehim Asa. Rikidei Yoron Lahagain. There was a Mekefa. He gave people Kamehis. So Kamehis Lahagain, but Psukim don't put it. Right? It said Mutter Lahagain Asa. Dafka Lahagain. It says Mutter List Rappis. Dafka Lahagain. Right. Oh, you mean it said Sheyesh Ben Psukim in the beginning? Hey, Mutter Lisa Kameim Sheyesh Ben Psukim.
Keep notes.
I don't know.
That's Psukim before he said Sheamus.
No, he said Psukim both. I don't know. You have to hear two apparent contradictions. I don't know. Hey, Mutter Lisa Kameim Sheyesh Ben Psukim. Dafka Lahagain, Avalayas Rabbi, Jehovah Chayli.
The difference between Lisa Kameim and the Lifta Psukim. If you
couldn't
write it
before
it's written, you could use it.
Maybe. It's hard to understand that it was written by Isser, it's going to heal anybody.
It's interesting, it talks about what the problem of writing was.
Yeah. No, it just means the Gemara.
It's not to be Gemara, but writing Psukim.
I don't know, there's a problem. I don't know. Nobody seems to step in and explain. Yud Gimel, Dairish Al Amesim, separate lav in the Torah. Zeshemare Vatzmai Vlomba Besakvaras, Kadesh Sholav Ruach Tumma. Now here it confuses me a little. It says, Dairish Al Amesim, Zeshemare Vatzmai Vlomba Besakvaras, Kadesh Tishrolav Ruach Tumma. It sounds like it was a known formula in which a person had the Ruach Tumma fall on him. I guess that's what it means. So a person would starve himself in order to bring on himself the Ruach HaTuma. Now, so that's what it says here. To do magic tricks. To do magic tricks. The Chochmas Adam, Klal Pei Tes Oy Zayin, says that... Now it doesn't seem to be consistent with the language here. Here it seems he's bringing the Ruach HaTuma on himself. The Chochmas Adam is tying connected to people. I mean, everyone, people go, you're daven by a kever, you're daven that the Shlach, he went this week's past. So there's an arichus in this in the Gesher Achayim. If anybody knows, Gesher Achayim Chelek Aleph is not here. It's missing upstairs. All the Avelis books disappear because Avelim take it home and they forget to bring it back. So we have to make some skula that you won't be a novel again if you bring it back. We already brought about 4 copies or 5 copies of the English Art Scroll one because people borrow it just for Shiva and then they're Myrish to their children. They should have it also. Lachamei Vestrum. So the Aleph is missing, but there is a whole piece on it about how to daven by Kfarim. There was a tumult generations ago in time of the Maral. There was a big tumult about davening by Kfarim. How a person davens, where a person davens. It seems at the time of the Gemara they didn't daven the way we daven at Kfarim, because the Gemara says, you know, let us say tefillah by a kever. Nowadays we're noyig. Everyone's noyig. I'm saying it's awesome, but we're noyig that everyone says tefillah by Kfarim. The Gemara says it's like a rush. So they answer because it's covered for that kever that you're coming, being mispiled there. What about the other kfarim that are within Dalet Amos of you? I'm not sure exactly what the heter comes from. The Midig Olam is its mutter. I don't. But. What? Oh, so that's the thing. You have to be careful not to ask the mace to help you. The mace should be male. It's Yashir. Or the truth is, the Gesher Chaim brings from the Rashi. From the current site, the Rashi doesn't bring the Lashon. That Kolov said, Avoisai hatileini me'atas miraglim. It says Lashon Avoisai. So Avoisai is Mashri, you could talk to them. The Ran in Joshua Saran says, don't talk to the mason. Talk to God, b'schus the mason that's here. But Rashi seems to, the Gemara in site seems to say, Avoisai, you could talk to them directly. So
the mason should be conceived by
to make sure to see.
Nachinami.
All right. All right. That's the thing you have to say.
Are we saying it for us? Are we saying it in Nishmas?
You can do two things. You say kever, you can say tilim a kever, leave Nishmas the nifter. Just like not by a kever.
Right.
You can say tilim, leave Nishmas the nifter. You can say tilim, that you should be helped. So each one is good. I think the proper thing is when I go to Kfarim, first I say kifil tilim, leave Nishmas. And then start my own business afterwards, you know, whatever it is. You know, it always feels funny. You go to Rav Moshe's kavi, you say kapitel tilim liyunishmas. He needs my kapitel tilim, like, you know, it's. But it's like sending $36 to you know, to Chaim Berlin, a donation. You know, my 36. But I want to have a chelik. It's a chashuva thing. I want to have a chelik in it. Good. That's what I'm wondering. Rav Moshe, my tilim for my Rav Moshe's kavi. Yeah, it's like, you know, the ocean. They say the ocean's drying up, so I'll pour my cup of water in, you know, after. So, you know, it helps. Of course it helps. But my cup of water is not going to make or break it. Anyway, so this is Sifu Gimel. And the Iker is you have to be sorry the way you're down. I want to get to magic tricks. So we didn't get to it yet. That's it. Tezvav. Now, you're down. Lashbia Sachayla. There are a lot of stories about this. About somebody was Mashbia Achayla. Loshav Allah Achamisa Lahagin Layas Hashishal Aysai. So it says mutter. You can tell a chayla, after you die, just come back, visit me, and, you know, ask the shayla, or tell me something. Doesn't mean he'll do it.
The chayla must love this, right? When you die.
Very good. V'yesh patir in afil l'achamaysay. Some say, even l'achamisa. Im eina meshbiya gufay shomeis, rak ruchay. That the isser is when you're involved with the gufay shomeis, but when you're involved with the But the neshama, you're allowed to talk to the neshama. The Shach brings the story of Shmuel, who went to a Beis HaKfaris because he knew his father had money that belonged to someone else. So he went to a Beis HaKfaris to ask his father. So it's interesting. Gemara said he called up Abba. So he said, "Kama Abba Ika b'Shemayim." So he called up Abba Bar Abba. So he said, "No, Kama Abba Bar Abba Ika b'Shemayim." So he called up Abba Bar Abba Aviv Shel Shmuel. Oh, so then. Then he appeared and he told him where the money was. So well, that works.
And he had to go to Beis HaKfaris.
Mm-hmm. Why he had to go to Beis HaKfaris? So it seems that there's a difference even for Neshama Kedaisha if you're by the kever or not, because we know that from Rachel. Yaakov Avinu said that Rachel will be buried on the side of the road, so people will pass. What after pass? Rachel knows what's going on. Davin, the Rachel should help you. So it's pretty clear from there that davening there is something. Kalev went to Hebron, went to Marzal Mapel. Davening there is something. Well, how it works with neshamas?
The first
I don't
year
know.
They
yeah, we mentioned once that the first year you're not supposed to make bakashas to a nifter. It says in halacha that you know, so the nifter is torid be avloy. It's the first year. Some communities have a minig you don't visit the kever the first year, and that minig comes from this that you're not supposed to be matched with the neshama. With Bakashis the first year. Why at a Levi they say you should be Melsiyashu, I don't know. It's old Kash, I don't know. Everyone does it. But it says that you're not Mavakish.
What's in the first year?
The first 12 months you have to Petira. The Neshama is Torah in its own din. And therefore you're not supposed to make Bakashis from the Neshama. If the 12 months it goes up, it doesn't come back down. That No, but our understanding is that he knows what's happening at the cavern. The fact that it goes up and comes down is part of Kafakela that we learned, that it's a tirdas haneshama, that it can't rip itself away from the gashmiistic connection it had. But neshama, apparently, Rachel is more than 12 months after the Petira, and we go to Kever Rachel, and we have a marker for it. Kalev was more than 12 months after the Avis. So apparently, there is a marker for that. What are you going to do with Kever Rachel and Marzal Mapel? I know there's no chiyuv that where it says the chiyuv to go in a yard site. The Ramban only mentions the first yard site. He doesn't say to go every yard site. In Taras Adam, the Ramban says to go on the day of the shiva, the day of the shloishim, and the yard site. He doesn't say the chiyuv. He says a minig toiv. But he doesn't say you have to go every yard site. It became a minig that we do go every yard site. I guess you want to visit kfarim occasionally. What?
A lot of chassidim don't go. They never go.
I know Rav Palm and the Shmuz was matmiya on people who go to Eretz Yisrael for a yard site for a kever. He says, I don't understand. They're working people. If they take off a few days, let them go learn for a few days. And the money they would give for a ticket, let them give it to a tzedakah. So he's matmiya. So I told him, Rebbe, not everybody is able to go and learn a whole day, you know. Not everybody has the ability. But he was matmiya. It's funny, he was matmiya at a time that one of the rebbeim in the yeshiva did it. It's like, it was almost like he just wanted people should learn from it. As a rebbe, he took a week off to go to his father, mother's kever in Eretz Yisrael. So it was a yahrzeit. So he was missing yeshiva a whole week. So, I mean, it's big, you might think we get a Lashon Hara to say in the Shmuz, but he wanted Latayelas. People shouldn't think that, he didn't mention this person, but he said that he's Matmiyah, people do, he doesn't understand it. What? The guy, there's a story about the guy who went once, and he said it's an often in the Shama, but he still didn't go again. Okay. I want to get to Sifte Zvav, which is a very important halacha, the opposite of what everyone thinks. There are people who do magic shows. As a matter of fact, there are charity functions where they have magicians come and perform. So the Velt says that real magic is aser, sleight of hand is mutter. Shulchan Aruch says exactly the opposite. Look in Sifte Zvav. Oiches esaynayim aser. When you fool people, that's aser. Aide sefer yetzira mutter. Afilu lasis maisa. If you want to create something with sefer yetzira, that's mutter. That would be neat at a tzedakah function. You know, great. But Shulchan Aruch says oiches esaynayim aser. To do what? So here in Shulchan Aruch it says that Eichas HaSeinayim is Aser, and it's the opposite of the Havana of the Hamayinam. Look at Shach Yud Zayin. Ayim Bach, Shekosa B'Shem HaRambam, Gam Achiz HaSeinayim, She'ena Yal Yidei Kishuf. Rak Yidei Mara V'Tach Bailis. In case you're not sure what the Shulchan Aruch meant, it says even fooling people, not through magic, just Al Yidei Mara V'Tach Bailis, through trickery. By the kalasatenua and sleight of hand, biad, aser. Kedvar move divrei hamagiel amaymeni yachzavay dezara v'chinkas b'tshuva sarav. So here it says that these magic things are aser. Look in pischei tshuva, oiches haseinayim zayin. He brings. Well, I want to get to the second half, but let's see the whole thing. I berhetem sefer amudei kesef ksaviad kosev v'yishanoigin lahapech kli shuaner b'shabes doylek yofe. To turn over a keli, she and there b'shabes doylek yafa. It's a magic trick that makes the fire burn better. And chashash machmas mavir ki mishen and egev and there. Achish chashash mishum daki amayri vein lasis kain af b'chol. Now, b'ayim b'sefer chachmas adam. That's what I wanted to show you. Klein hey, shesraim ala batchonim shoisen achiz asanaim ala chasanis. He screams against the batchonim who do magic tricks by weddings. V'nekron tashin spieler. Another Yiddish word. Tashinspieler, shame oivrim belav dayreisen. Vamitzava la asoisam. Someone who hires them oivrim belufneiver. Gam osel istakel. You shouldn't look at them. Achim oisu oivik chavim mutalereis. The one doing is a guy. He's not mitzuvin. It's not what Hashem is mitzvnei naya. So to hire a goyish magician, that's mutter. To hire a yiddish magician, that's aser. So what? I think he means us belufneiver. If no one looks, he's not going to do it. So he means. Now here the question is Amas Samchu, is there any teretz? There was a shmua that Ramosha was matir. He wrote a letter based on the shmua. He wrote that people said Simin Yud Gimel, and there he says the following. He says that he didn't say it Alach L'Maisa. It was with Derech Limud. He said maybe this is only Aser if the people are being fooled. If the people know that it's all sleight of hand, then it could be it's mutter. It could be it means sleight of hand is also because the people think it's kishon. But maybe if you tell the people it's all tricks, but people understand that, it's mutter. But Ramesh writes, this is his language. He says, I said it derech limud. I didn't say it alocha l'maisa. He says, b'mokim she efshar l'shtameit, efshar she eshluch ma'chazah. If you're in a situation where it's too late and you can't get out of it, I don't know exactly what that means. He says that efshar she eshluch ma'chazah. So that's such a lush. So that is, as far as I know, the only tzad heta that I'm aware of. But at least we should be aware that's not a double punch. You announce. I remember once in camp, in my camp days, my Bokhisha days, it goes back a couple of years, they had invited a magician, and it was a night activity. And then someone made a tumult the last minute. So the head counselor got up in front of the whole camp right before it started and said, you should know, there's no magic taking place, nothing here is real kishuf, it's all tricks, and you know, that's what he said. That I don't remember. But I think today, most people today, what? That's what he did. He did it to be sabach or emotions, but the evad again. All right, so that's what they're relying on. It's
what about someone like a mental?
A what?
A mentalist, like a mind reader.
A mind reader.
They don't usually make those kind of
announcements. Yeah, they try to fool you that it works. I don't know. I can't tell you.
But would that come under this head? Because it's not really.
It's not. It's not a.
There's no mice going on.
I'll tell you, the Taz brings, there's a long Taz, says there are two types of magic. One type is what we're talking about till now. And one type is he does something to cause something else to happen. That's his lashon, that there's a type that Maisa Sheye Osa Me'atzmai. That's not exactly that either. You know, somebody who causes, thinks and causes something to bend would be included in that. Somebody who's just fooling you with words, maybe it's not included. Maybe yes. I think he's just telling you shouldn't think that way. I really think it's Shach Mechaber. The Shach is just explaining that you shouldn't think Achiza Seinayim means something else. This is what it means. Tezai Maisa Shei Demaser, if anybody was thinking of doing this, do things with Shei Demizasa, V'yesh Mi Shemati Elisha Mehem Alaganeva. And some say that just to get information from them, not to get them to do anything. Say, who stole it? And he'll give you the information. That's motuk yaitz b'zeva idei hashbar shemeshbiya isam idei shemis yesh matir mecholinim kabakim roi v'oiskim b'zeh ina niftar mehem b'sholem akei sheminashi rachik mehem. That people get involved with it, they end up. I once gave someone the monkey's paw. You anybody remember from high school? The monkey's paw. Monkey's paw is about a monkey's paw that was a magic. You get three wishes for it, but it's given to them. It says it never works out, and. The monkey's poor, the person makes a wish that he get $10,000. So what happens is the child gets killed in an accident at work and they send him $10,000 as a settlement. So that's the idea of the monkey's poor, that the shaydim, you know, they do it through ways that a person would rather not have. There's more to the story there, it's worth reading. I'd like to finish the simon though, because I'd like to start the next. You're not allowed the night before Mila to make a vachnacht. What's going on? Everyone makes a vachnacht. So it says it's only if you don't eat the food. It's a minik to put out food and not eat the food. That was like Archon Lagat Shulchanam. Today, you didn't have to eat the food. And that is mutter that you're allowed to do. If I cared, you're showing you're not Archon Lagat Shulchan. And therefore, it's mutter. Yitches lekater abayis base of sheish reich toiv to burn incense in a house to give it a good smell. Yesh mishaiser elam kein noisik de lahaser reich ra. Unless you're doing it for a different reason, but this incense that's part of whatever it is, the shas says nira kamakta l'sheid. Makta l'sheid yitches lechabroi lechayfei lasis kurtzayin echayim shemoyvid avay dezara. Halaymi minam gushi afil devei tarechayim misa. Someone who learns from these, gushi assumes some type of mechashiv. That's also awesome. Mugbar is mutter. We're talking about the asavim that were used for these types of shaydim, and that's what's awesome. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll learn Kseves Kaka, we'll learn all about tattooing. God willing.